The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
For more cool inventions and conversation about what makes America great, I was thinking, and I don't know why, I was thinking about this, the fall season and it leading to winter and all that stuff, and I was thinking of spring, summer, fall, winter. Remember, I don't know if anybody else here, I'm aging myself, Prince's Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring. Did you have Howdy Doody in Canada, ACOS, growing up?
Yeah.
You did.
But I don't remember that because I wasn't born yet.
And I certainly wasn't born yet.
Oh, right, exactly.
The howdy doody.
Howdy doody. It's howdy doody time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
You remember that? It's howdy doody time. It's howdy doody time. How bad is it that we remember Bob Smith and who is it? Let's see. It was Buffalo Bob Smith, but it was, it's howdy doody time. It's howdy doody time.
I remember.
It's time. John,
do you think he's going somewhere with us?
Well, I was actually thinking of springing into action with all of the great stuff that we have here every week, 4 days a week we do in this hour, the cool inventors, the entrepreneurs, the people who want to make something of themselves. And the lady who was here yesterday, Karen Zaxton,
yes,
was one of the best, I think. Now, I've been involved with this for, what, 4 or 5 months? How long have we been doing this all together? 4 or 5 months, I think.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah, maybe longer than that.
It feels like a long time. I mean, no. We've known you for a long time.
Yeah, you feel like one of our brothers going back for years and years.
Well, that's
like
a good thing. Brother.
Yeah, older
brother.
Excuse me? Who's the older brother? That's awesome.
Older brother,
eh? That was ACOS. I didn't say that.
No, you're right. ACOS Jankura, who's one of the real heroes of the home shopping world and of the, he's one of the premier pitch people on the planet, and he gets around the planet about once a month. He just goes around and around and around. And then there's the award-winning John Creeman.
Oh, there we go.
Did you hear him smile?
He's smiling. I didn't hear the music.
There's a problem because Michael is at the controls today. Richie is doing something that's far more important than being here with you and me. So he's not aware of the fact that we have, there's a big trumpet roll, Michael, there somewhere you can play when I say the award-winning John Creamans. Then there's the flourish and the fanfare and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, very much so.
One of the points from yesterday, as we were talking about neuromarketing and what it is that gets people, you were very revealing, because that's one of the things I like about you. You don't really try to hide what you're doing. I mean, there are a lot of people who do what you do that would not want to give out their secrets. That is how it is that you pitch the stuff. And when you said what you did, see, I listen very carefully to everything that people say. That's what makes me, if I can say this and not sound like a jerk, I'm good at what I do because I know how to listen as well as talk. If you know how to listen, then you're getting, you know, no place. And listening to what you said yesterday about the first part of the pitch, you've got this and then this. But wait, there's this. That is the really prime. We all laugh about that sort of thing, but we all get it. I mean, I'm not just talking about the three of us. I'm talking about everybody who's listening. They all have listened. They've all watched. Come on. Those of you who are closet infomercial watchers, you all knew who Billy May was. You all know these people that are around now. And by the way, why is it there always has to be an Englishman doing a pitch? Why do we need an Englishman?
Well, that's Sully. Billy Mays was an English, but his Sully is his partner.
I thought Mays
was very English. No, he's actually you know him, you would have loved him. He was a very humble, kind, great guy.
Gregarious kind of guy.
Well, why did I think he was English? It was something.
Because
I don't know
his partner. His partner is English.
Yeah.
His partner.
And his partner is now making more of a success of things than he did when he was together with Billy Mays. Isn't he? He's all over the place, that guy.
He's kept the same accounts. They still do the Arm & Hammer. They still do OxyClean. Yeah. They still got that one.
Yeah. Good for him. Anyway, so the point that I'm trying to make here is what it is that motivates people to buy. When we have these inventors and entrepreneurs, like yesterday, I wanted to buy what Karen was selling. And I can't always tell you that I feel that way about the people. Like, we've got somebody coming on. Stan, is it Smallfield? John, Stan Smallfield is going to present something to us later on in the hour. The way Karen got to me, and I'm betting to a lot of other people, is that she sort of knew how to get into our brain, and that's how people make purchasing decisions. Right. That's it. Yeah. You have a buy button in your brain.
Right.
Right?
You do.
You got to get to that button. So, Agos, what persuades you to buy? I'm interested with you and John, what it is that gets you to buy when you're buying anything. Think about the last thing you bought. I want to know, have you bought something today already?
A cup of coffee on the way in. Right. Fear of loss.
That's why you buy?
Fear of loss is a big motivator for me to buy. Fear
really?
Of loss.
Why did you buy
people,
the kind of coffee? What did you, what, you stopped and bought what kind of coffee?
I always buy Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
You do? Why?
It's complete habit. Totally habit.
That's all it
it's
is.
My routine.
Yep.
It's my routine. I grab my little thing breakfast sandwich. I got my, and I always,
those breakfast sandwiches are horrible.
And I do a bottle of water first thing before I eat or drink anything. I do a bottle of water, breakfast sandwich, and a coffee that I nurture all the way through the morning while And then I do this Buzz Box coffee.
Yeah.
That John refills my coffee cup
with. Good. Thank you, John. That's good. That helps out. Help. Okay, so you buy because you're in habit. That's what you do.
That's a habit.
It's a habit buy. That's a different kind of a buy.
Like, for example, iPhone 6 or something like that,
yeah.
I would want to get my order in before I can't, so a fear of loss.
Really? So you have an order? Do you have one of them yet? Is it bending?
It's not bending, no.
No, really?
I'm going to go to the Verizon store on the weekend.
I would wait a while. It would look to me like the operating system is a complete bust, and unless you want to confront those arrogant little worms in the Apple store, you probably want to just give it a rest, right?
They've already pulled the update off. It was iOS 8 works great on an iPhone 5.
Yeah.
But evidently, the iOS 8 update, which is with 0.0.1 mm-hmm. that they tried to push out yesterday, didn't work so well for the phones that just came out.
So the fear, isn't that interesting? Here's a guy who makes his living selling things, and he's telling you that he is buying things because he's afraid of not being the first guy in his block to have it, or he's afraid of what the consequences are if he doesn't buy, let's say, some health product. Or what. So it's fear, isn't that? I never thought about that.
Fear of loss. In fact, if you listen to infomercials, I always put an element of limited quantity. There's a fear of loss. And when
while
we do our
supplies last.
Yes. Or I'll tell them, like when we do our radio show on the weekend, when we sell the inventor's products, there are 12. And as it's selling, I actually count it out. 8, 6, 5 left,
really?
4 left. Mm-hmm. I count it down. And when it's sold out, we stamp it sold out. Gone. Done.
Really?
Finished. And shopping channels do this a lot. I mean, if you ever watch HSN and QVC.
But you see the number of being sold on the side.
And they stamp it sold out.
Really?
Leave them wanting more.
But
that's
it really isn't sold out. They have some more for
them. No, it really is sold out.
Really?
You have to have the integrity about it, too. You have to market sold out, and you are sold out.
Yeah, but years ago, they used to actually have a girl that was sitting in the little area right where the operators were, and she was actually hitting the button when things we would think would sell, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes she would be behind by thousands.
Really?
Oh, no.
Really?
She's hitting it. So they finally automated it, but we have to legally. If the numbers you see on the screen now are actual numbers as they get closed out. So as a sale gets bought, somebody buys something, then that sale gets listed, and that number you see is true.
In fact, the difference between QVC and HSN, that's, I think, is a differentiation. QVC wants the number short. They want to sell it out, leaving you more. HSN has more inventory. HSN has a never-out program where they like to be more never-out than QVC.
Yeah.
QVC loves to sell it out, and you're out. Done. Next item. Out.
And so what is the difference? They're both successful. So how does that psychology work as you're explaining it? It's the contrary psychology, so they're both successful. Why is that?
We debate this all the time. The other psychology is that HSN will put things on sale. QVC never does. Mm-hmm. QVC's price always goes up. So it's a fear of loss. You missed out, and the next time you see it, it will be more.
But
and HSN they have they rotate sale prices, non-sale prices. I mean, you got to be key. Honestly, so the philosophy at HSN might be constantly watch us since you're entertaining because your favorite item might come up and it might be less.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas QVC, my experience is that they have a IP, an introductory price, and it only has 12 airings. And when that hits, it goes to QVC price, and it does not come down. Ever.
Somebody
it
who
teaches
listens,
the customer always goes up. Yeah.
A guy named Max who listens to us sent me an article about science and technology in the brain. The overall of this article suggests that behavioral scientists think that there's something called a biometric brain scan. And you can have your brain scan, and it shows there's a neuroconnector in our brain that handles consumer behavior. And these people that run these networks know that. I'm surprised you're saying really like you didn't know that. But there's so much research that's been done on how people make decisions about things, the deep-seated emotions that drive choices, and that's what you just said, fear. Fear, fear, fear. Isn't it amazing that our news cycles every day are built on fear? We're all being taught to live our lives in fear.
Do you ever go to malls? Do you ever go to malls?
No, I shouldn't say no, but I'm not a shopper.
The family drags me out to the mall once in a while, and I walk past those stores. I can't remember what they're called. Those children's clothing stores.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't stand the smell in there. They actually put smell in the air, and they say the neuroreceptor is supposed to make you want to buy more.
I'm going to tell you what happened in the grocery store and also in food stores. We'll talk about that in a second. 18 after.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-780-8280 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-780-8280.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
I'm Kay Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Of conversation. That's what this is, a conversation program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Akos Jankura and John Cremins. Standing by is our inventor of the day, Stan Smallfield, who will explain what his deal is all about. You know, we haven't had any pitches on this program for a while. I think we're all of us together. We ought to be doing some pitches. Although the last time, I think I got gun-shy because I lost in the last round of competition.
Well, you did lose to the 2014 Moxie Award winner.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You should be okay with that.
Exactly. I am okay with it. All right, so we're talking about the way your brain works and how well marketers understand how your brain works. And Akos just said something that was fantastically alliterative in the sense that our minds, as soon as he said what he did, our minds said, oh, yeah, I know. We walk into, there, for example, in my farm store. Little farm store. You go to eastleyfarm.com, you'll see the farm store. We have things cooking in there all the time. Honey sticks, a little bit of bread, things that create an aroma that we find, and I know, is aimed at getting people to buy. It's a smell sort of a thing. The same as the supermarket puts all the dairy and the things that you actually go to the store for way in the back of the store, so you wander through all the aisles and buy all kinds of stuff. That's another part of neuromarketing. And then when you go to the expertise that Akos and John have at the home shopping channels, they know, I mean, these people have sold billions of dollars worth of product. They know how you buy. And it's not to say that it's a secret. I mean, think about it. I asked them, well, I asked Akos, I didn't ask you, John, when the last time was that you bought something and what made you buy it?
Venti mocha.
No, back to coffee.
Want more coffee?
That's all we do.
You know, and all that was just to satisfy a need, just to sit and relax and enjoy something fun.
Really?
Yeah, that was it. I mean, that was basically it. I mean, if I make any kind of purchase, though, like a big purchase, it's either, you know, a means to reach my goal.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
It might be a new camera. It might be a new, you know, something, some kind of electronics. Or
you like a lot of electronic and gadgetry stuff.
I'm a tech guy. I love technology.
Whereas Akos and I will go, I'll buy a cow, he'll buy a horse. buy a trailer or, you know, something like that. And, or decide how to buy grain.
Well, as a younger man, it was motorcycles.
Yeah.
I mean, I had up to 13 motorcycles.
But you guys know this better than anybody else. We are, the data suggests that the average American is hit by over 3,000 suggestions every day to buy, to act, to do. It's all a sales pitch. Billboards, radio, television, wife, husband, do this. You know what I'm saying? It's all about directives. And our brain has now become sort of wired to it, where I don't know that it's sort of like the human condition. We continue to grow and we continue to mature. Our bodies do, our brains do. And we now actually have a neuron that is aimed at or that's been connected because we're being taught how to buy. And that hasn't been something that was part of the human condition before. That's what these researchers actually found when they were doing the work at Sands Research Center in El Paso. They use EEG measurement of brain waves along with eye tracking technology to measure a consumer response to advertising, to products as they are pitched. I'd love to have something on a screen and see what the neuron response is to Akos when he's pitching the bra thing. What's that bra?
The Abra.
The Abra. Yeah. Wouldn't you? I mean, have you ever seen any of that stuff? Actually understood what effect you have on people when you're trying to sell them?
This research, is it research so that the people learn how to sell more? Is that what?
Well, I think this was instruction, but if you were smart, you'd read it and learn how to sell better. I don't know, better equals more for the most part. Yeah, I would think that would be, it's part of understanding impulse buying was what really motivated this. So I thought it was pretty fascinating, actually. 28 past the hour.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour now, second half hour of My Cool Inventions Radio, Monday through Thursday, here with great inventors. On Friday, we have the Dream Big America Contest, which is a collaboration of people who have been vetted by the Dream Big America folks. If you want to apply either at dreambigamerica.us or mycoolinventions.com to have your idea vetted so you can get on the air, you'll have at least one shot at fame and fortune, maybe two if you win. Like yesterday, how did Karen Zaxton do in terms of thumbs up or thumbs down, John?
She ended up at 90%.
90%. I'm surprised.
Well,
so,
she I guess she was a West Coast person, right? So she basically said that, you know, some of her voters were even up at that point.
Really?
But,
well,
you know, I can't go and change the rules. We always run it by noon. Yeah. That's it. You know?
Yeah. Well, but at noon, that's 9 o'clock. I mean, it's not that. What, is everybody asleep in the L.A. basin until after 9? Come on.
Maybe.
I'm an Adam. All right. So anyway, 90%. So she did not beat Sandy Ingold, who was the inventor from Tuesday. Let's see how they stack up against Stan Smallfield. Akos Jankura, John Kremens, Doug Steffen with the latest in the series. Let's see if this person wins. And then, you've got to get more than 93% approval when you're texting thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 later on. All right, Akos, it's all yours.
Well, we've got Stan Smallfield. He's invented the stand guard. It looks like a decoy that's used for hunting. So you get straps to a tree. It looks like a human. And I guess the purpose of the decoy is to train deer not to run away when humans are in the area. I guess a little summary. And Stan, welcome to the program.
All right, wait a minute. Where's Stan? We don't have Stan yet.
We have Stan?
We're getting him. We're working on it. All right, so.
Well, you work on it. What I'm looking at here, it looks like a picture, a decoy of a human hunter.
It's thought it was like a hostage.
it looks like a hostage strapped to a tree. It does.
By the way, that's the guy who's in the Pennsylvania woods.
Yeah,
he knows the woods extraordinarily well, and the police who are chasing him don't. And the only clue they have as to where he's been is the guy's using diapers.
and they're following a trail of diapers that he's leading. Not, I'm not kidding about that. That's the story.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy's, no kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
So he's running her through the forest. So that's interesting.
Right,
I wonder why the diapers.
Yeah,
so,
well, because he doesn't want to do what the bears do in the woods.
Oh, I see.
All right.
So this invention, this guy is strapped to a tree. It's a decoy, and then I guess the deal is that if you put enough of these out there, the deer that you're hunting don't run away when they see humans, and that's kind of the whole gist of it. It's called the stand guard, and apparently it can also be used as a seat. So when the hunter is in the forest, they could also use it as a seat, and there's a strap that you can hang things, hunting material on.
The two of you hunters?
No.
You know what? I was one of a younger guy.
Really?
I used to, yeah.
Right, well, this guy's got a long way to go. He's here with us now. Stan.
Oh, good.
The pejorative is that none of us are hunters. I don't cotton to this much at all, but I'm open-minded enough to see if we can get people to buy it. I just don't find myself enthralled with anybody that goes out to kill another being, especially when the hunt isn't really fair. However,
how about there's many, many hunters in this great country of ours? And Stan, welcome to the program. And I've been trying to describe your stand guard to our listener. So how did you come up with the stand guard?
Well, first of all, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good.
Very good.
Okay. Well, I've been hunting for several years, and it's a challenge. It's kind of like bowling or, other things. It's an activity, and it's a challenge. And you always try to outdo your opponent. And so I decided, after years of going up in a tree stand and hunting, I was always being caught somehow or seen or just caught off guard. So I developed this decoy to put in a tree stand or in a hunting area or just on the ground somewhere, and so that the deer can see this, and there's no problem with something being abnormal in the woods. They get used to it, get accustomed to it, and therefore they walk by it, and it doesn't bother them whatsoever, and it gives you a little better advantage, a little better stealth in trying to hunt for big game, or even if you want to be a photographer and you like taking pictures. But every time you try to get out there, you run off whatever you're trying to take pictures. You can use this for the same thing. Set it in the area. Set your camera up and stuff. When you're ready to go, pop it down on the ground, sit on it, start taking pictures. It works, several different ways.
So the problem is that the hunting community, when they get out to the woods and stuff, the deer and the game aren't used to humans, so they run away. Solution, Stan has come up with a stand guard to get the game used to having sort of human-like creatures or pictures or decoys in the woods, and that therefore they don't run away. So here's what we're going to do, Stan. We're going to give you a chance to pitch our listening audience. We'll give you 60 seconds to pitch. We have big fancy music, and at the end of the music, the gentleman says, "Let's hear it." That's where you don't wait for me to say go. You just come out pitching. You do your best in 60 seconds, and the listener then votes. They vote thumbs up, all one word, thumbs down, all one word. You can do that a couple ways. Text that word to 22333. That's two twos and three threes. You can tweet that word to @poll on Twitter, or you can go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button the old-fashioned way, and do your vote there, and you can see a picture of the stand guard. So the listeners are ready. Stan, are you ready to pitch?
I'm ready.
Cue the music.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hunting season has started. You're heading out with all your cover scents and camouflage on. You climb into your well-seasoned tree stand. You think you're invisible, and all of a sudden, bam, you've just been spotted by the animals, and they flee. Never let that happen again. Get the stand guard. This revolutionized upper torso decoy allows you to become one with nature. The stand guard allows animals to become accustomed to humans. It also lessens the threat of tampering and interference from other hunters in your area. So just put the stand guard in your tree or any other area you like. It's weatherproof, so just leave it and forget it. Please vote yes for the stand guard to help find an inventor or a manufacturer so we can all become one with nature. For more info, email sws7mm@yahoo.com.
Got it.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
SWS7MM. SWS7MM@yahoo.com. Awesome pitch. Pretty good pitch. I got to say, you got all the elements in.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions. I'll always ask this question. How much is it?
Well, right now we're in the beginning stages. That's why I'm looking for a manufacturer or an investor to help get this started. We're kind of at a prototype right now. I've made a couple myself and used to prove that it does work, but I haven't got any on the market, and I'm looking for people to help get this out there so that everybody can enjoy it.
All right.
And help them with their hunting.
So I have a farm, and I ride horses, and I have noticed that when I'm on foot with my dog, all of the deer run away. But when I'm on the back of a horse, I'm invisible. I'm absolutely invisible. I've actually walked through just herds of deer on the back of the horse. One of the questions I have for you on the stand guard is, do deer not smell humans?
Yes, they do, but it's not as bad as a visible motion or any kind of movement. Yeah, they do smell, and that's why sometimes you do use cover scents and stuff like that. But now you got to figure, riding a horse, that's a four-legged animal. Deer are used to those type of animals, and the horse does put off its own scent. So basically it covers most of your scent when you're riding.
I see. So the only question I had is, what about scent of the humans? The decoy, does it smell like a human, or does the deer get used to that scent, or I guess it's a cover scent you're talking about?
Well, no, the cover scent is for the individual when he gets up in the stand. The decoy is just open-celled foam, vinyl-sprayed, collapsible decoy. It just sets up in the stand. It's weatherized. It has no odor or anything like that. It's just basically to show that there is an image, a silhouette in the sky, because, deer, they say, are colorblind, and they see the grays, the whites, and the blacks.
And so they're just seeing something that looks like a human, and just to get used to that kind of look, right?
They're seeing something that has four legs.
Yeah.
Right.
With your cattle and horses and stuff.
Okay, because I even want to ride my bike through one of the nature park, big park north of Tampa on the weekend. I mean, the deer are right by the the road. They don't care. They've seen so many cars and bikes and everything else that they don't. I guess they get used to it. So I would assume that's kind of the same thing here, right?
Exactly. They become accustomed to what's in the area.
So when the hunter walks into the forest, do they walk in long? I mean, is it something that's difficult to carry in, or is the hunter actually going to do this?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, sometimes you can walk in for a mile if you wanted to, or you can just walk in several hundred feet or whatever, depending on the area that you're hunting and the access to it. But this is rolls up into a little foam, into a little pouch that just buckles to your belt. And like I said, you put it up. You can leave it year-round. You don't have to worry about it, disappearing, whatever. It also has locks and a cable on it that fastens to the stand to keep people from hunting in your area, because a lot of times people put out corn or they put out other kind of flavors for the deer to come in and eat on. You want to protect your area that you spent time in cleaning and hunting, so you can put this guy up there, and he just watches over everything. He becomes one with nature, and therefore the animals don't bother, and it detours other people from coming in there. And it's really easy to carry. It's lightweight.
Hey, have you had a chance to kind of tell your other hunting friends or hunting buddies and showed them this to see what kind of reaction or market study see if there would be other hunters like you that would want to use this?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I live in the base of the Ozark Mountains, and we do a lot of mountain hunting. And most of the gentlemen and my other friends and hunters that we use, I've discussed this, and it's, they're overwhelmed with it. Because so many times, like I said, you can leave a tree stand out in the woods, and you can leave it there for years. And the first time and the deer will walk by, you can have a camera out there, show them walking by. And the first time you climb up into it, all of a sudden there's a silhouette up there, and the deer can spot that just right off, and then they disappear. And yes, it's very good, very good.
All right.
Doug, what say you?
Well, I'm listening to this with the prejudice of not liking hunting, although I would tell you something. I have a studio on my farm, and I'm looking out the window at the front pasture that's loaded with geese. If there was some way you could figure out how to do this so that we could wipe out every goose on the planet, it would be fine. I'm selective in what I don't want to see hurt.
Poor geese.
No, the geese are miserable, horrible creatures who leave the poop is full of salmonella, kills little calves.
Oh, that's true.
It is. I mean, they're worthless pieces of garbage that have been created.
So, Stan, he is a hunter. He has hunting in his blood, do you think?
Yeah. Well, I want to get rid of him. So if we can figure out an application for geese, it sounds like it would be a winner. Other than that, it's time now for you to vote. You text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. If you like Stan's idea, you'll be thumbs up. If you don't like it, you're thumbs down. We'll see how he shapes up against the person to beat this week is Sandy Ingold. 888-877-0490 is the number to call with your vote if you want to do it that way. You can vote at mycoolinventions.com. Or what's the hashtag, ACOS?
At poll. Thumbs up or thumbs down, at poll.
Yeah, right. A with a squiggle mark.
All right, Stan, good luck to you. Thanks for being here.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fall marks the start of pumpkin pie spice season. From lattes to Greek yogurt, almost everything is flavored with pumpkin pie spice. Chef Kevin Vetter of McCormick tells us what authentic pumpkin pie spice actually is and gives us ideas for how to enjoy it in everyday foods.
Pumpkin pie spice is a simple blend of your favorite fall flavors. Cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice. You probably have it in your kitchen for that once-a-year pumpkin pie recipe, but it actually works in a variety of dishes from sweet to savory. For breakfast, sprinkle it on oatmeal or stir it into pancake batter. Mix it with cream cheese for a tasty spread or add it to fresh coffee grinds to make pumpkin spice coffee and save a few dollars. Try it in autumn baking recipes that call for cinnamon, from apple crisp to muffins, cookies, and cakes. You can even add it to savory fall dinners. It's a great complement to butternut squash or roasted vegetables. You can even make a pumpkin fettuccine using canned pumpkin, bacon, and pumpkin pie spice.
For more pumpkin pie spice recipes, visit McCormick.com.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the People on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
New round of airstrikes as the president continues to make the case against terrorism. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For the third straight night, last night, U.S. and coalition aircraft carried out airstrikes on ISIS targets in Syria. The Pentagon provided no details of the latest strike, only that operations are ongoing. But unnamed officials are saying the new strikes targeted oil facilities controlled by ISIS. The crude oil from those facilities is sold by ISIS on the black market to bring in millions of dollars a day. In New York City yesterday, at the United Nations, President Obama addressed the UN General Assembly, after which he chaired a special UN Security Council meeting. Some of what the president had to say about the threat the world faces.
These terrorists exacerbate conflicts. They pose an immediate threat to people in these regions. And as we've already seen in several cases, they may try to return to their home countries to carry out deadly attacks.
And the president said the U.S. cannot face this problem alone.
We must come together as nations and an international community to confront the real and growing threat of foreign terrorist fighters.
The U.N. Security Council unanimously approved a draft resolution aimed at curbing the movements and activities of foreign terrorist fighters. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
On Wall Street, a good day for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 154 points, closing at 17,210. The S&P snapped a three-day losing streak, adding 15 points. NASDAQ with a 46-point gain. Despite what's happening in the Middle East, gas prices are still falling. Analysts say there are a number of reasons, including an increase of oil production in the U.S., the cheaper blend of gas that refineries switched to in the fall and winter months, and the end of the summer vacation season. Closing notes, weather permitting, a very special ball game in the Bronx, New York City tonight. The Yankees host the Baltimore Orioles in the Yanks' final home game of the season. No playoffs for the Yankees this year. And with this final game at Yankee Stadium, it's the final home game for Yankee captain Derek Jeter, who has been honored at every ballpark he has played in this year. Jeter announced before the season began that this would be his final season. Yesterday afternoon, following another Yankee loss, Jeter again acknowledged the fans.
It's been loud. The fans have been, they've been awesome. I said that from day one, so yeah, I can hear him. You can't help but hear him, but you're still trying to do your job.
Derek has always done his job. Now, if the game is played tonight, Jeter will definitely hear from the fans. However, as we alluded to, there's plenty of rain in the forecast for New York City. But you would think that Derek Jeter carries more weight than Mother Nature, wouldn't you? Well, maybe not. Here's hoping Derek Jeter gets the Yankee Stadium send-off he deserves. And finally, Jews across the country and around the world have begun the two-day celebration of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, which began at sundown last night. It's also the start of a 10-day period of introspection known as the High Holy Days, which ends with the solemn holiday of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Rabbi David Wolpe of the Sinai Temple in Los Angeles explains the meaning of the traditional Jewish New Year greeting, Lashana Tova.
You wish people not only a happy and a healthy year, but also a year of goodness, which means a year in which we will learn to treat each other more kindly and more gently.
And in synagogues around the world today, the sound of the shofar, or ram's horn, will be heard, bringing in the new year. Last year, Rosh Hashanah arrived early, the evening of September 4th. It can also arrive as late as the first week of October. When it comes to Jewish holidays, they all seem to be either too early or too late. But this year, the night of September 24th, last night, just about right. No complaints. To all celebrating the new year of 5775, Lashana Tova. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.